without you, without you.
That's a pretty song from the Waifs, 6,000 Miles. I saw them at the Folks Festival in Lyons last summer. Fantastic. That's such a great festival. Before that, we heard Sean Colvin from her new CD, a song called Hold On, which is a Tom Waits song. Thanks for listening to Highway 322 here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org. Time now for Dixieland Marmalade with Jerry.
That's the clarinet marmalade theme song for Dixieland Marmalade. And that's what you're listening to for the next hour. Vince Giordano and the Augmented Nighthawks. And that was from a tune called Bill Chalice, the Gold Cat Project. And Bill Chalice was actually on board to help them write that arrangement and perform Clarinet Marmalade just for you here on Dixieland Marmalade. We'll be with you for the next hour. Hope you enjoy Dixieland music, because here comes something from Jelly Roll Morton. Tank Town Bump, performed by the Titanic Jazz Band. I'm getting a little redundant on you here. Just a moment. Here's the Tank Town Bump. Titanic Jazz Band has many of the former members of the San Francisco, South Frisco Jazz Band, sorry. And that includes Dan Commons on cornet, Mike Baird, heard here on alto saxophone, although he also plays soprano and clarinet, Robbie Rhodes on piano, Vince Saunders, who was the leader of the South Frisco Jazz Band, on banjo, and frequent vocals, although not on that one. And Lloyd Biasi on drums, who played drums with South Frisco after the death of their great, washboard player. Now, next up we have Henry Red Allen and his New York Orchestra. Red Allen was originally from New Orleans, but he combines here some New York players, J.C. Higginbottom, Albert Nicholas, and the like, and also Louis Russell on piano, with some New Orleans players, including Pops Foster on bass, Paul Barber on drums. And this tune, I believe, is dedicated to Paul Barber because it's called Pleasin' Paul. Henry Red Allen and his New York Orchestra. Pleasin' Paul, Henry Red Allen, and his New York Orchestra. Now, this next tune was written by the woman who would become Louis Armstrong's wife. And her name was Lil Hardin, often went by Lil Armstrong Hardin. And the tune is called Droppin' Shucks. Essentially, Droppin' Shucks means to play a dirty trick on someone. Lil Armstrong wrote Droppin' Shucks for Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, and the lyrics are eerily close to a description to Armstrong's marital situation at the time. Sweet mama, you've been droppin' shucks on me. Now I'm going to drop 'em on you. I caught you with your sweet man the other night, and I know you was untrue. So hey, sweet mama, way last fall, that you come and find another mule in your stall. Droppin' Shucks. This is the evergreen classic jazz band.
Sweet mama, you've been dropping sucks on me, and now I'm gonna drop them on you. Well, I saw you tweet your sweet man the other night, and I know you was untrue. I say, sweet mama, wait last fall, that's who's gonna find another mule in your stall. You've been dropping shucks on me, and now I'm gonna drop them on you. Well, there's roses are red, violets are blue. You ready to talk about my cooking, mama? What's the matter with you? I read about your papa, that he was it all. This sweet mama, I just won't quit. You've been dropping shucks on me, and now I'm gonna throw them on you.
Was recorded in Seattle back in 1989. Droppin' Shucks, the Evergreen Classic Jazz Band. Next up, we have a Denver-based group. I always love to play these local groups. And it features leader and trumpeter Chaz Bowles, who, when he's not practicing in his cardiology practice, is playing with this group down at the Bull and Bush, and he also plays at the Summit Foundation Jazz Festival once a year. Bill Pontarelli has retired from his dental practice to concentrate on clarinet full-time, and he plays with the Gypsy Jazz group Espresso. Marty Henry on trombone has his own group called Jazz Over Easy, and they perform at the Old Neighborhood down in Arvada. Rory Thomas on banjo performs with the Queen City Jazz Band. Scott Grove on piano and his brother Don Grove on drums. And Colin Gee on bass. This is a real Dixieland classic. It's called I Found a New Baby. We'll be right back. The Count Basie ending. The Summit Hot 7 with I Found a New Baby. Now, we open up the show this time with a version of clarinet Marmalade that was performed by the expanded version of Vince Giordano's Nighthawks. And the arrangement was by Bill Challis. So the whole album was called The Bill Challis Project. Well, he arranged this next one, and it was recorded in New York back in 1927, January 28th. It features Bix Beiderbecke on the cornet and Frankie Trumbauer on the C melody saxophone, Joe Venuti on violin, and the Keller sisters provide the vocal. The tune is called Proud of a Baby Like You, the Gene Goldkett Orchestra. Davenport, Iowa was the hometown to Bix Beiderbecke, who we heard come in right after that vocal. People said that his sound was like a shot of whiskey in a quart of milk, thinking that the bands of that time were not up to his standard. Nevertheless, a memorial festival in Bix's honor is held at the in Davenport each year, and in January 1925, Bix borrowed a few sidemen from Gene Goldkett's orchestra, including Tommy Dorsey, Paul Mertz, Don Murray, and Howdy Quixel, for a date of his own at Jeunesse Richmond, Indiana studio. The results included the first recorded version of his own composition, Davenport Blues, and here it is played by Bill Allred on trombone, Jeff Phillips on piano, Howard Alden guitar, Nicky Parrott on bass, and Ed Metz Jr. on the drums. Davenport Blues.
Thank you.
Davenport Blues by Bill Allred from his album The New York Sessions. You're listening to Dixieland Marmalade, where we play classic jazz from the 20s right up to the current day. Here's something from 1937 from Willie the Lion Smith and his Cubs. Willie the Lion Smith gained his sobriquet through his courage as an artilleryman in World War I, but he was one of the three most famous Harlem Stride pianists, with the other two being James B. Johnson and Fats Waller. But his recording career was not as prolific as that of his two colleagues, and here he's heard in a rare orchestral performance with the band that he called his Cubs. And the Cubs were Dave Nelson on trumpet, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Robert Carroll tenor sax, Smith, of course, on piano, Jimmy McGlynn guitar, Ellsworth Reynolds bass, and Eric Henry drums. This is a tune called More Than That. The Lion Smith and his Cubs, More Than That. Now, this next album, I think, may take the cake for the longest album title that I've ever seen. It's called Bob Helm and Miss Carol Lee's Blues and Jazz Review presents Act One, Ma and Bessie's Greater Tent Show. And it's on the Stomp Off label. John Hammond, who was instrumental in getting Bessie Smith a recording contract for Columbia Records' OK label, felt that Give Me a Buggy Ride, which we're about to hear, and several other of Bessie's recordings during the 1930s were not up to the standards that she originally set with her 1920s recordings. The reason was because he thought that the bands he selected for these 30 recordings were inferior accompanists. But Hammond was referring to Bessie's blues recordings at a time that she was moving toward becoming a jazz singer. In that light, Buggy Ride is perfectly appropriate and continues to appeal even in Lay's 1997 recording. And here it is, Take Me for a Buggy Ride, Carol Lay with the Rabbit Foot Hoppers.
This town is full of guys who think they're mighty wise just because they know a thing or two. You can see them every day strolling up and down Broadway, telling of the wonders they can do. Wise guys and boosters, they'll be card sharps and crap shooters. They congregate round the metropole, wearing flashy ties and collars. But where they get their dollars, they've all got an ace down in the hole. Some of them write to the old folks for dough, and that's their ace in the hole. While others have gas on an old temple floor, up to the North Pole. But they'd end up on that line in their clothes, not a dime, if they lost that old lace in the hole. Flash a bankroll, and their names would be mud, just like a chump dealing stud, if they lost that old ace in the hole.
Clancy Hayes singing with Bob Scobie's Frisco Band from the album Frisco Band Favorites on Good Time Jazz label. Here's a tune that's attributed to Eddie Condon as the composer. It's called Oh Sister Ain't That Hot. It's the Soprano Summit with Kenny DeVerne and Bob Wilbur on clarinets and soprano saxes. Marty Gross guitar, George DeVivier on bass, and here's a surprise. The longtime drummer for the Modern Jazz Quartet, Connie Kay on drums, recorded at the Martinsville Inn in Bridgewater, New Jersey, April 20th, 1975. Oh, Sister, Ain't That Hot. Thanks to Columbia's A&R man of the 50s, George Avakian, the label was issuing lots of Dixieland back at that period, including Eddie Condon's Chicago style. And here we'll hear Turk Murphy's San Francisco style. King Chanticleer, which originally was a minstrel tune, but it provides some excellent traveling music for me to exit the studio and make way for Dave Glosson's Swing Shift. It's been my pleasure to present Dixieland Marmalade to you this evening, and I hope you enjoyed. Stay tuned for Swing Shift, but first, King Chanticleer, Turk Murphy. Listening to KGNU Boulder and Denver at 88.5 FM and 1390 AM, streaming at kgnu.org on the World Wide Web. Stay tuned now for Swing Shift with Dave Gloss. ¶¶
Thank you and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with Murder, Mystery, and Mayhem tonight here on KGNU. Lots of fun with all kinds of nasty deeds, so stay tuned for some fun sounds. And with that, we will commence tonight's proceedings with, of course, the great cause of so much murder, mystery, and mayhem. Of course, that's love. So we're going to get started now with Charlie Barnett's orchestra from 1950.
To tell you my